This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Crews worked overnight to fight the Kruger Walk wildfire that quickly spread Tuesday near Estes Park. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports more than 100 people from the Ravencrest Chalet were evacuated.
With nowhere to go, the Bible College staff called the YMCA of the Rockies, a sprawling resort on the other side of town. School staff member Justin Alexander said the YMCA opened its doors.
So what's your goal now? You know, what's
we're continuing to run Bible College from here. So most of our schedule is still operating, and we're seeking to run mostly as normal. So the YMCA said they're willing to take us as long as we have need.
The school is taking over an entire building at the YMCA. They joined 27 other households staying at the resort while the evacuation orders are in effect. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs city attorney says city council did not act improperly in August when it turned down a proposed zoning change. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Council rejected the developer's request for 2424 Garden of the Gods that would have allowed 420 new apartments on the city's west side, near where the Waldo Canyon fire destroyed many homes 9 years ago. The developer filed a complaint against the city in court, calling the decision arbitrary. In its response, the city says the court must affirm the council's decision unless the developer can prove there's no evidence to support it. The city has until December 31st to provide transcriptions of 21 hours of hearings about the rezoning request. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org. It is 12:05. We will start here and now this hour in 15 minutes. We'll go into how human rights abuses are just as rampant in renewable energy as they are in the fossil fuel sector. Stay tuned for that and more right here.